Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Live on KX93.5 with Glass Radio. Take it away, gentlemen.
Dirtbag lover, everything is fine. You thought there's no other, now you're chasing dimes. Bell popping, knee dropping sucker, you ain't gonna get out alive. You sit back, tell yourself you still love her while she's got a three-piece suit on the other line. Laughing to yourself, such a sweet, sweet sound. I think it's bad for your health, such smiles all around. Institutional resolution, she's got you stepping to the edge. I thought you found a brand new solution. Ain't my funny when you've done it again.
Life grand it is today. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
If you're just tuning in, this is Glass Radio live on Human Crafted Radio. And I remember all of your names. Kyle, Nate, Nick. How's it going, guys?
Good. Great. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm good. Thanks for making the long drive.
Oh, we're stoked to be here.
You guys have it easy. We have bands coming down from LA. It's a lot harder.
Oh, wow.
But you guys are coming from San Juan. Not too bad.
Pretty local.
Yeah. Well, that was a great jam. That was a good way to get it started.
Thank you.
So you guys, if you're just tuning in, this is Glass Radio. They just released their debut EP in December, Matinee. That was a song called Ain't Life Grand off of the record. I'm really digging it. And why don't you, I read that and I kind of alluded to the Starbucks thing, but talk a little bit about that. How'd you all meet at Starbucks and decide to do this?
Just kind of happened. Like, I was working there as a shift lead, and I think Nick got hired next.
I got hired next, and then Kyle came over from another store, and we all kind of started talking. We all got into music. Nate and I started talking. There was a similar band that we both liked that not a lot of people knew about, and it just kind of went from there.
What was the band?
It was Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Right? Yeah,
Volbeat. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have been able to join because I don't know who that is.
Picture Metallica and Elvis mixed together.
Metallica and who?
And Elvis Presley.
Okay, okay.
Mm, yeah. A little bit of Johnny Cash, too.
Have you guys ever heard Porcupine Tree?
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You know Stephen Wilson plays that guitar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nate is playing a Babix guitar right now, which is very, very interesting because it's a rare occurrence. They're a small little company up in Poughkeepsie, New York, and not a lot of people play them. They have an interesting design. You can't miss it. Their strings fan out on the soundboard. They don't end at the bridge, and it's supposed to do some things to relieve tension, but that is so cool. Nate's had that guitar for how long?
Over 10 years now, I want to say.
And I want to say that I got my very first Babix almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago. So that's crazy.
They're twins.
Twins. And then Kyle has a Gibson.
J45.
It's beautiful. And then Nick is on a Cajon.
I'm playing a Meinl.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a great Cajon, but it sounds good.
That's a great Cajon.
I believe it's like the Mercedes-Benz.
I actually borrowed this. I had to borrow this from a good buddy of mine because his is better than mine.
Well, I'm sure you play a kit usually, correct?
Usually, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, you got to break it down acoustically for this session. It's hard to get a full drum set in here, not that we haven't attempted it before.
That's impressive.
I can't see it.
But you guys are playing this Saturday night?
Yep.
Saturday night, yeah, mm-hmm. At a place called Sunsets in Capo Beach.
Sweet. And your set is 9 to midnight.
Yep.
Are you guys going to be playing a lot of original or a mixture between covers and originals?
It's a mixture. But, I mean, with how much original material we have now, it's almost half and half, you know?
Nice.
So, we try and mix it up quite a bit, you know? People like to get down to stuff they know, but they also, you know, there are a lot of people out there who enjoy hearing some new music, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I see that you guys are planning on releasing a couple other things this year. So you just released Matinee end of 2016. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for February, March, you know, the spring and summer?
Oh. Yeah, races. we've got another EP that's still being mixed right now. And so we're hoping to get that one out in May.
Second week of May,
we're shooting for at the moment.
It's kind of a part two to this EP, and it has a similar name.
Yeah, we're going with the theater themes.
Okay, so what's the... Wait. Let me see if I can guess. All right, so we got Matinee.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. What's the... Premiere?
Close.
I don't know what's after a matinee. Then it's just like, it really expensive? Is that what it's called?
What?
Really expensive.
That works.
We're going to change it to that.
Glass Radio, really expensive.
It's midnight showing. Or midnight show?
Midnight showing, I think, showing. Is what we landed on.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After hours, midnight showing. That's cool. And then, so that's going to be your follow-up EP, kind of like a follow-up to this one. And then are you guys planning on a full-length record anytime soon?
We just want to keep as prolific as we can, just keep releasing mm-hmm. material. So I think what's after that is going to be a couple singles. We're going to go record some singles, and then after that, maybe another EP.
Smart. Got to get it out there fast these days.
Yeah, and we're working on acoustic tracks as well. So hopefully, you know, down the road, we'll even release a short acoustic EP just for, you know, change it up a little bit and whatnot. So,
right on. Well, let's hear another one. You guys down to play something else?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So Nate was singing on that last one. This one's all. Sorry. Wait. Oh. Let me fix it. I understand. It's Nick was singing that last one. Now Nate's going to be lead vocals. What's
Yeah.
And what's this one called?
You Gotta Move.
You gotta move.
You gotta
Is this on Matinee?
This is track two off Matinee.
All right, let's keep it in order. I like that. Wait, was Ain't It Grand track one?
It was.
Okay, we're gonna play the whole EP live. All right, guys, take it away.
Better buckle down. It's gonna be a long 52 minutes, 38 seconds.
Radio live in studio right now. That was off of their debut EP Matinee. It's called You Gotta Move. And guys, I only have one suggestion for that song.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
We need to do that.
No, honestly, the shaker was beautiful when that comes in, but all I could, then I was like, I need the cowbell.
You need the cowbell.
I wish you guys would have brought one for me.
Usually,
I would have rocked
a cowbell.
It.
Usually I have a cowbell.
No, guys, yeah. I'm kidding. It doesn't need anything. That was really good. It definitely doesn't need me or a cowbell. That was brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you guys. And tell us a little bit about, you know, you're stripped down, you're very acoustic right now. When you guys play live, full band, when you bring your kit, are you guys on acoustic, electric? What do you like to do?
We're a loud band. we're all electric.
You're a loud band.
We get pretty loud. But.
And I heard that you like to kind of terrorize the audience.
I guess that's putting it nice.
Explain yourself.
I've been known to terrorize, I guess. I don't know. One thing for us is we're really big on creating a personal connection with our audiences. And one thing that we try to do in our shows is try and interact with them as much as possible, whether it's on stage banter or whatever. One of my favorite things in the set to do is actually jump off stage, and sometimes I'll follow people. I recently got a wireless kit for Christmas, and goodbye. That's it. Yeah, I'm never leaving that thing again. It's it's the best.
Specifically follow people right. to, the
to the
bathroom.
To the bathroom.
Oh,
have you ever gotten a restraining order?
Makes me sound creepy.
On
well,
stage.
The two are being dropped. It's okay.
Or a stalking charge.
Yeah, no, he does a great job, though, because even with that You Gotta Move that we just played in the bridge, sometimes live, he will jump off stage and he'll get the whole audience dancing and whatnot, and people really just kind of loosen up if it's kind of a stiff crowd, you know, and it's just, it's a great little gimmick, so it's fun to watch him do it, you know, him and I get into it more, just kind of holding down the rhythm while he goes out there. And now that he's got that, he's soloing while he's dancing in the crowd.
Yeah, that's some serious multitasking.
Yeah,
but like, I'll grab my headstock and my guitar and like herd people with it. Make them dance.
Yeah.
I got to see this. It sounds fun.
It's a good time.
There's something else I heard that you guys do. For your set lists. Talk about that.
Yeah. It's probably the worst idea that we've come up with.
It's very original. I'll give you that.
Yeah. It was, I think, I don't even remember how that came about. But yeah, it started last year at some time. We just kind of figured, especially for the shows where we're only playing one set, instead of doing the traditional write out the set list and number one this track, number two that track, one of us got the idea to do pictures instead. So, but to make it even worse, we all draw our own pictures describing each song, and we don't let the other one see it, and then we swap at showtime. So we have to interpret what the other person drew.
You don't get to see your set list until you
but
go
what
on
if,
stage.
What if all of you make it a different order? You know, how do you pick what's next?
We establish the order of the song.
You establish the order.
You can't write
the title of the song. You have to draw a picture.
It's got to be like a pictogram.
Well, no, because you
well, sometimes.
You don't always do pictures. Well, you like to do
plays on words.
We've gotten very creative. Once we've done so many of the same pictures for the same song, we start using different measures to...
Because the point is to throw your bandmates off, you know. If you know what song is coming next, it's no fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Way to keep it fresh, guys.
It's a good time.
Let's be real here. Most of the time, there's phallic objects.
Oh, I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
How would you do? What's that game you play when you can't say the word, but you can either act it out, Pictionary, or what's it called?
I think it's Pictionary.
Oh, no.
I'm not thinking of Pictionary.
Charades.
Charades. So, what would you do for Ain't Life Grand?
As far as a picture?
As far as, like, wordplay?
I've drawn the picture of the candy bar, the mm-hmm. 100 grand or whatever.
That's obvious.
That's a good one. Yeah. Or $1,000.
I've done that, too. I've done, like, a $1,000 bill and then put a question mark next to it, you know?
Or if we really want to confuse each other, we'll pick obscure lyrics from, like, the middle of the song that we don't even think of and draw a picture of that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you guys definitely are having fun. You won't get bored, so that's good. And you all seem to get along.
Yeah, we tried to. I mean, you know, like in any band, it's all about having fun. You know, music is something that's very close to all of our hearts and whatnot. It's what we love to do, you know? So that's number one for us is just keeping it fun and funny.
And we were friends before we were in a band together, and I didn't even pick up a bass until they started playing together.
Right.
And they're like, hey, play bass. And I'm like, it's a way for me to get to play in a band with my friends. I'm gonna play bass.
Do you all collaborate on writing, or how does that work?
I think we're at the point now where we're finding our sound, we're finding our voice. And before, in the early days, it was one of us would write a full song, but now we're leaving room to collaborate together. And some of our best stuff, I think, is all the collaborative.
For sure.
Like the last track on this EP, Let the Record Show. We kind of all got together in the room and we just jammed it out, and that's our favorite.
It was a complete like
spur of the
mess
moment.
Up yeah made up thing that we were goofing around. I started just saying things at random, he played a riff, and then we stopped and we're all like, that was really cool. And so him and I met up the next day and kind of formatted it was a 2-minute song that turned into like an 8-minute jam, And
that was my bad.
That was your fault, yeah.
How long is it on the EP?
It's like, I think it's about 7.5 minutes or so. But when we do it live, sometimes depending on, you know, how the crowd is and how much time we have, I mean, I think we've jammed it out to even 10 minutes before or something, because there's so many it's a very unique song, and it's a lot of fun to play live.
Very emotional.
Well, since it's fun, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to play one more. You guys down?
Sure.
We could do that.
I really want to hear that one. We could do like
I don't know if we can do
like a 4 minute, 5 minute version.
We can certainly give it a shot.
Cool.
Let's do it.
All right.
You don't have to, but then you're going to, I kind of put you on the spot, so you kind of have to.
We kind of have
different
to.
Different tuning.
While I'm tuning my guitar, this is your opportunity, Radio World, to go get a cup of coffee, maybe have a bathroom break.
No. Don't go anywhere. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Bad advice.
It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Glass Radio. They're a trio from San Juan Capistrano. They're pretty cool dudes. They all met while working at Starbucks in San Juan a couple years ago and have formed a band, and they are keeping it funky and new. And this is a song off of their debut EP. The EP is called Matinee, and this song is the last track on the release. It's called Let the Record Show, and the Babix is being tuned right now. You gotta coax her. You gotta treat her right.
Gotta treat her right. What was that? What did you say about, yeah, this, about it, Kyle?
This one's an awkward tune.
It's like the girlfriend that's...
Yeah, what's the tuning?
It's a open C sharp tuning. Is
what?
That?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
The first song we ever wrote together, he was playing in this funky tuning. So the first couple are all in it. We call it MGB tuning because that's. The first song we ever wrote was called Machine Gun Blues, and so
MGB
tuning now is, so he still writes songs in that tuning, even so, because it's just different.
Is it a standard, like, is it a known tuning, or did you kind of just discover it?
Kind of discovered it by accident, changing strings one day, and I thought, oh yeah, this is really cool with a slide, and that's how Machine Gun Blues, that song came about, with a slide, and haven't seemed to give her up since.
That's just pretty epic.
It's heavy, that's for sure.
It just changes it up, you know, changes it up a little bit, so we're not just playing, you know, standard tuning all the time and whatnot. It definitely, there's a couple, you know, a couple tracks that we've been working on that are a little heavier, you know, maybe a darker tone, and that tuning usually attributes to a lot of that sometimes, but...
I was playing a show at the Coach House the other day, and my second song. So after the first song, I had to drop my high E down to a D, and it broke on the second song of the set at the Coach House. But it worked out great, and after that song, one of the guys brought me a guitar on the side. But no, it was definitely a bummer at first.
Oh yeah, okay.
It worked out.
It's good. It's good to have roadies.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing over there?
Good. She's fighting back. She's fighting back. I'm trying.
It's the weather.
Yeah,
it's not right? You, man. Lately, I have to check my tuning in between every song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What version of this song are we doing right now? We've never done
version
acoustic.
We can 2.0.
We can do the intro with the little jam and just stop at the. Can you do that? Have you ever played that acoustic?
Yeah.
The jam part.
Oh.
No.
Okay, we're gonna try.
We're gonna try it. All right.
And we'll just stop at the quiet part. Does that sound good? That's, I think.
Okay, yeah. I think I can make that happen.
That's definitely a short.
And right then, I'll come in with a freestyle rap.
That would be good.
I mean, okay. I've never played this on guitar before, so yeah, we're gonna see all kinds of experimentation.
As you guys can see, I have basically forced them into a situation now, which I'm not sure if Kyle's happy about, but I think you're going to pull it off, brother.
You know, let's just see what happens.
He actually, on the recording, he plays bass, piano, harmonica.
Didgeridoo, just kidding. We kept that part out.
There was triangle.
Oh, there's triangle, yeah. There's a huge triangle, though. Like the biggest triangle you've ever seen.
We're not afraid of things.
All right, let's do this, guys. This is Glass Radio live on KX93.5 at our Pearl Street Studios. This is the final track off of their debut EP, Matinee. It's called Let the Record Show. Thank you.
you're gone. Everybody lies at least once in their life. Another day goes by without you. Let the record show.
Let the record show. That Glass Radio just killed it on Human Crafted Radio and KX93.5's Laguna's Only FM. That was the final track off of their debut EP, Matinee. And man, it's been so great to have you guys. Thank you so much for playing that last song for me.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us do it.
Your voice is gnarly. You got to teach me how to do that.
That was completely by accident that we stumbled on that. And yeah, I'm just... it's fun to do. It is fun to definitely, you know, kind of shock people to go from uber quiet to all of a sudden I'm screaming.
That's a great song. I can't wait to hear the studio version.
Thank you.
And if you're just tuning in, they're playing on Saturday night at Sunsets in Capo Beach from 9 to midnight. They're going to be all plugged in and going full band electric. This was a pretty stripped down acoustic set. And you can find the full podcast at kx935.com. I'll get it up there as soon as possible. This has been Glass Radio. not to be confused with our show by host Matt Costa and local musician, Colored Glass Radio. That's totally separate from this band. So thank you guys so much for coming in, and please let us know when you have a midnight showing.
Yep,
absolutely.
Out. Will do. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys. Cheers.